the rest of the story. Dennis was 12. He could scarcely believe the words. He'd heard the words tumble awkwardly from his father's mouth. He knew his father would never lie, but how could it be true? That Dennis's mother, the wonderful woman who, unlike his professionally preoccupied father, the woman who had always been there when he needed her, not only was she dead, but already buried, and the little boy had not even suspected until just now. How had it happened? The child demanded through angry tears. It had been an accident, his father said, stating the truth as tenderly and cryptically as possible. But the specific cause of death, as the boy would learn much later, had been an overdose of booze and barbiturates. And she was 41. Mom and Dad had been in the process of a divorce when it happened. Dennis had not even known that. His father's career compulsion, combined with his mother's alcohol addiction, had put them on an inexorable collision course. It was the trouble between them that got Dennis, their only child, packed off to boarding school, and it was while he was there that the unimaginable occurred. But why had Dad waited so long to tell him? Tragic as it was, Dennis might have adjusted better to a world without his mother had he at least been permitted to attend her funeral, had he at least, if only to deaf ears, been able to say goodbye. But the boy never did get a satisfactory answer from his father, nor indeed much else from his father. For on that day, they became virtual strangers, drifting further and further apart as the years rolled coldly by. For Dad, there would be other marriages. For Dennis, other boarding schools, then the Marines, then a tour of Vietnam. Overseas, Dennis got letters from an aunt and a grandmother, never from father. After his discharge and 3 months in a VA hospital, the young man wandered. For a while, he worked on a ranch and then a poultry farm. He tried being a prison guard. Today he retreads tires for a living. He resides in a trailer park in Grove City, Ohio. Except for the terse and widely spaced phone calls, there is no father in his life. He and his wife, Janet, live quietly, haunted only by a distant yesterday. A handful of moments that Dennis struggles to recall from his own childhood. A happy once upon a time, which predated the trouble between his parents. Those times, the whole world knows. But you've just had a glimpse into the real life afterlife of a mischievous little boy who inspired his cartoonist father, Hank Ketchum, to create an institution so that the carefree boyhood of this one little boy will remain frozen in time. He will be happy ever after in the funny papers, though the real life ever after of cartoonist Hank Ketchum's son, Dennis, was all downhill. You may have wondered what it would be like if Dennis the Menace ever grew up. You don't have to wonder anymore, because now you know the rest of the story.